It's time for our monthly report from Encourage. Encourage is located at 478 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, right across from Hotel Mead. And you can reach them. I have this phone number, 715-818-6179. But today we're going to have some fun. We got in the studio Gus Mancuso from Encourage and Harold Altenberg. From Altenburg's is here, and I'm going to let the connection, and then we'll begin with our conversation. But good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Okay. And the farm, I guess, looks beautiful with all the snow.
It's beautiful out there. It's hanging on the trees. Molly and Mabel are out there, right? Black Percheron horses running around and just waiting for Saturday.
That's right, because, you know, sleigh rides are becoming a popular trend, and we're going to talk about a fundraiser and a number of other things. But, Gus, let's talk about Encourage's connection with Harold.
We thank you very much again, Carl, for having us on. We have, I think, a real exciting show today, or at least some information that we'd like to share with you today. It's around a couple of different events. The first one being the sleigh ride that Harold would like to talk to the community about. He obviously is very excited about it, and we are too about the event itself. It's one of the many things that occurs at the Altenberg Farm throughout the year. This is the sleigh ride season, obviously, and Harold, as we all know, takes advantage of the positive things and has a very, very positive attitude about things and about life, and that's what I truly respect and appreciate about him. And so the first thing we'd like to do is just talk about the sleigh ride, and that's Harold's piece for sure, and then we'd like to talk about a couple of other things that are happening on the farm and what has been happening in our relationship over the last year or so. Our relationship, meaning Encourage and the Altenbergs, as well as several other members of the community that have been working really hard, and we're excited to talk about an event that's happening later on in January.
Yeah, well, Harold, let's see, sleigh rides, oh, what fun it is. It's Saturday, January 14th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a fundraiser. They talked about it last night at the United Way.
That's right.
Yeah, right. So, talk a little bit. What's the idea behind this? And I see our friends at River City's Bank will be matching sleigh ride proceeds up to $250. So
correct. After I get the strawberries covered and so on, I sit a day looking out the Four Season room, and I get antsy. I can't sit very long. So a year ago, we tried this here, and the snow went and melted, and we had ice and had to cancel it. So this is the second sleigh ride at the farm. And every place I go, it seems though, what can I do? That's the attitude I like. I go to Olympic Restaurant out here, and how about chili? And they're furnishing chili. Mm-hmm. I go over to Grace's restaurant. How about hot chocolate? I can furnish hot chocolate, you know, mm-hmm. like that. And have another team coming with the sleigh, and so we'll have at least two, maybe more teams, so we can give more.
It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., $5 per person, $20 for a family of five or more. It's about a mile ride around the farm. You've got a trail set.
Yep, been grooming some trails, and we'll keep doing that.
Okay. And large groups can be accommodated. And there's the heated greenhouse waiting room. There'll be a bonfire. And you mentioned hot chocolate and chili. So it's a real family-friendly event.
Right. And you notice $20 for a family of four or more. That's father, mother, and children. I understand when you got a family, economics is kind of tight. And so it makes it a little easier for them to come.
And this is the money raised will benefit the United Way?
Everything goes to the United Way. Another thing, what I really like to stress, this community, when you ask for something, what can I do to help? That attitude is powerful.
I agree.
And it does start though, with a person like Harold who has the passion to make a difference. And I think what we heard in Harold's comments about the fact that he's sitting around in his Four Seasons room and asking himself, how can I make things better? And I think that that's the attitude that all of us who have been working with Harold over the many, many years have always appreciated. It's a can-do attitude. It's an attitude that says we can do things together and make it better. And I think that that's the inspiration, I think, that he provides for all of us in terms of making a difference. I think what's really neat about this is the fact that it's a family activity, and the good Lord is shining on us this weekend because, as Harold said, we got a lot of snow. I wasn't really excited about the snow yesterday, but we were meeting yesterday. And he was like a little kid in a candy store. He couldn't wait to get home to see the snow around the farm. And then, of course, as we know now, why he was so excited, hopefully provide a nice base, and it's going to be 20 degrees. And I think the joy is in the giving here. I think Harold and others will see a lot of families out there, hopefully excited. And then there's also a cause there that's helping the community and the other stakeholders that are participating, as Harold mentioned, Olympia and Grace, right, Harold?
Right. There's one thing that it's hard to explain. By giving, you gain.
Right. Yeah.
By giving, you gain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you look in a mirror and talk to that person, you can make a difference, too.
Now, I want to talk, before we go into break, I want to talk about the school at Altenburg's Farm. Another way you want to help the community.
This is an initiative, a group of people, an activity that we've been working on for the past year. My relationship personally goes back a long, long way with Harold as the principal and assistant principal at Lincoln High School for 29 years. And a person that we both have a great deal of respect for, and the community certainly does too, is Dave Glenecki, who is the agricultural teacher at Lincoln High School for many, many years. And the best way to describe Dave Glenecki is if there was ever a Pied Piper in the field of education, Dave was. And Dave continually shared with me over those many years all of his time with Harold at the farm and helping Harold, and Harold, more importantly, helping the kids that were in the ag program over the many, many years. And so my relationship and what I could see Dave doing with kids and influencing Dave with kids around agriculture, and then having people like Harold in Dave's life mentoring him as well, it was really a neat experience. So our relationship goes back a long way. A couple of years working with Encourage, I've gotten to see Harold at the community picnic the first week in August, and at that time he has provided over 1,000 ears of corn.
Oh, I know.
Year, and been a very, very active member because he lives his values, make a difference, get involved. And so basically that discussion started happening around his farm and the legacy that he would like to leave. So we began discussions over a year ago. What does that mean? Help us understand that. And as I think our community knows, Encourage is all about helping connect people around their passions and ideas, and using not only our financial capital, more importantly, as importantly, our human capital, our intellectual capital, our capital amongst people, knowing people, connecting people. So that's what we've been trying to do, and working on creating this vision and making sure that we can now launch this vision and talk about on Wednesday, January 25th, which I'm sure after the break we're going to share more about.
Right. But I understand, according to my notes here, Harold, you have a little poem you wrote.
I don't know a poem. This was about 8-10 years ago. I put it down when I have these students or these boys and girls out helping at the farm, and I see that none of my children are going to be running the farm. They all get in that field, but my farm paid for it. I put this down to try to in the future, so the farm could maybe be a benefit for the students and the community. And
okay.
It goes like this. A farm school, a place to learn by doing, a place to work and get paid, a place where students get credits for school, a place to learn about agriculture, a place where learning become fun, a place where you're part of a team, a place where you use your hands to put your head to work.
That's a good description. That's as good of a description that I've seen.
8, 10 years ago. Yeah. So this has been in the back of my head working for a few years, and I hope it succeeds.
Well, we got to take a quick break, and then I want to talk about this special upcoming public meeting. Gus Mancuso is here from Encourage, and Harold Altenberg from Altenberg's Farm is here. And we've been talking with Harold about a farm school. His school, he's been joining forces with students from the area to teach him about agriculture. And also, I guess, to really take stuff that they learn in the classroom and put it out in the field. So give us your vision, for this kind of endeavor.
I believe that the students that I've had working out there, they need somebody to put them underneath their wing to guide them.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, you can't do anything on it about. They said, how's that? I said, you think I was born this age? I was your age at one time. I went through what you're going through. I find after they're there a while, they got more pride in themselves. They're doing something. They see what they're doing. They get paid for it. It's a good experience, not just to learn about agriculture, to learn about life.
It's a school in many ways. Here's what you learn maybe at Lincoln in your agriculture classes, and now you're going to take it and you're going to help mentor them and show them, okay, this is how it really works out on the farm.
Yes, yes, and there's a team. They become part of a team working together to accomplish something. And I always ask them, you see something that I don't see, a benefit, an easier way of doing something, or better, or something else I can do, tell me. I want to pick your brain. Your ideas are important to me.
Okay,
and that's it builds self-esteem in themselves, and it sure helps me too.
Well, yeah, that's a win-win situation, Gus. And you know that as an educator.
It sure is. We also believe that this school will be certainly a continuing laboratory like it has been and for the entire community in terms of educating young kids. The sleigh rides, the kinds of activities that are going on are educational in nature. And so we're going to be certainly focused on those kinds of activities as well. We want to really expand what Harold is doing already in terms of not only a farm school, but also create opportunities, as well as continue the opportunities that Harold has for K-12. Now, we're focusing on teens right now and kids who want to learn more about agriculture of all levels, students of all levels. We've got kids that go to River Falls every year. There's a whole different wide range of opportunities in terms of jobs in the agricultural field, and we want to get our kids more in tune to that, specifically around what it means to be in agribusiness or learning more about agriculture and the land and the crops, because that's what we all need to survive.
What kind of jobs do the kids do when you have students at your... You put them to work almost at all aspects of your...
A farmer wears many hats.
I know.
And as far as occupation, describe a farmer's occupation. You know, it's many hats, and they do many different things. They learn how to drive a tractor. Well, I have some out there that... work with their hands more. We had planning strawberries this year, and the moisture, the rains and everything, and the weeds grew tremendously. So we worked in them quite a bit. They were weed technicians. They search, they find, and they destroy. And not only that, they learned what a weed is. A weed is, and they know that learn the difference between grasses and broadleaf weeds. Like this, and when you take a crop like strawberries, it's a minority crop, so there is not the tools out there that there's for potatoes, corn.
So the important thing for us to indicate to our community is the fact that we've been working on this vision and trying to create an avenue of
sure.
of success and a plan of action. And for a little over a year now, there's been a number of people, Dave Glinicki included, and a number of community members as well, members of Encourage, that have been working very, very hard to launch this activity and make this really happen. And what we found is the fact that this is going to be a community effort. We've been working on it. We've learned an awful lot. We've experimented. We mm-hmm. have had some successes, and we've had to make some adjustments. And one of the adjustments that we've had to make is the fact that the Altenburg Farm has been a part of our community for decades, and now this is an opportunity and a time for people to step up and help us create this farm school. We've had a tremendous amount of success in terms of creating a vision and an opportunity for people in the Tribune Building, and we've seen what happens when people bring their skill sets, their talents to the table and have their voice heard, and that's what we're looking for at this community launch on January 25th at the PAC at Lincoln High School. And if people want to maintain the wonderful experiences that this community has had for nearly 50 years associated with that farm and learn more about agriculture and have those good feelings for not only this current generation but for generations to come, they have to step up. We have to step up as a community and carry out Harold's legacy long after he's gone. And so that's what the event is on that Wednesday night. We want anyone who wants to maintain a vision of the Altenburg Farm forever, if you will, to step forward. And we're going to have opportunities for people to learn more about what a farm school is, as well as it's going to be a call for a number of different areas.
What time is the meeting, Gus?
The meeting is at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're going to be asking people who have a passion to find out more about this event, about Harold's legacy, to come to this event. We're looking for people who are interested and have experience in farming. We're looking for people who want to serve on a board, which will be overseeing the nonprofit school farm. We're looking for mentors of young kids who want to get involved in mentoring young people. And we're going to be asking for people who want to share this vision with others, because there will be some fundraising behind it. If we are going to have an opportunity to sustain, we are going to be having to look at ways to do that and hire someone who's very versed in agriculture. It may be another ag teacher, or it may be someone who is going to be helping create the activities around the farms.
Mark, I was going to ask you, are we looking at maybe raising funds to build a classroom of some kind?
There's all sorts of opportunities that are going to happen, and we have just created the conditions for people to weigh in and ask and say the same things. The questions are there because the passions and ideas. We only have so much knowledge about this, and we have a specific viewpoint of that knowledge, but we also know that bringing people to this event with their own passions and interests and ideas, the collective wisdom of the group is going to be the best plan possible. And what we're trying to do is start with creating this around students at the farm working around what Harold's vision is.
So start small and build from there. And there's a lot of branches we can
start. Okay. And imagine, you have to be really excited about this.
Right. Someday, Lord may have other plans for me. I hope it's later, but... and
so do we.
But it's time to move and get some action and see this done.
Okay, but that sounds exciting. And again, it's January 25th at the PAC at Lincoln, 6 p.m. the meeting. And if you are interested in this idea of Harold's Farm School, if you're into agriculture, if you're concerned about the future of agriculture, if you're interested in new opportunities for our young people, this is the meeting to come to.
It's not only learning about agriculture. A friend of mine, a farmer, said that he had people out helping him, and two of them are doctors today. Okay. You see, there's a lot of, if you think of just agriculture out there, that's misleading.
Okay. It's about life.
About agriculture, life itself.
Okay. Well,
I would just again like to emphasize the fact that if this is going to happen, it's going to be because people participate and take some degree of ownership in the sense of wanting to see this happen, and it's going to be a communal effort, and I can't stress that enough. We're going to need everybody to take advantage of really investing themselves, their own talents and time, and everybody there that has that kind of interest.
And quickly, January 24th is the next Tribune Building meeting.
We had a recent Tribune Building meeting that was held in December to generate ideas for fundraising efforts around the 2017 year for the Tribune. And we had about 230 ideas emerge of people wanting to do this for helping raise, from their own perspective, some funds for Tribune Building. So we're going to continue this effort, and we're going to meet on Tuesday, the 24th of January, to further this work by narrowing the kinds of ideas that came up.
What time is the meeting?
The meeting is at 5:30 to 7:30 at Centralia. And again, as these meetings have always been, there will be childcare and some light food available. And if you need more information, please call Encourage, and certainly we will answer all the questions you have.
It'll be an exciting show. And Harold, thank you so much. Have fun with the sleigh rides.
Yes, come on out. I'll be looking for you.
Okay. Yes,
thank you, Carl.
You're welcome. And that's going to do it for today's edition of the Morning Magazine on AM 1320 and WFHR.com. It's been brought to you by Comfort Air. CBS News is coming up next, and then I'm still here with today's edition of Over the Back Fence.